Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPW, share number 105. That's Bais Pnimi for Women, share number 105. We just started the Sefer Shalva Ma'al Menei Sayach. And the beginning of the Sefer talks about how marriage is like a journey. A journey, and to build a Bais Nem B'Yisrael, and the anchor of that journey, the safety mechanisms of that journey to protect it from potential mishaps in married life in that journey is Torah and mitzvahs. Of course, it goes without saying that derech eretz kadma l'Torah, the midos tovos that you need to work on in order to first be entrenched and filled with Torah and mitzvahs, you need to be overall mensch, a tzelem aleichem, l'sheves yitzara, a healthy person. So a Torah-instructed man is someone who is a mensch, is an overall person, healthy, in midos tovos, towards that goal, and fills his life with Torah and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the fuel of the Jewish home, keeping them safe in their destination. The telescope, the compass, the ship's large wheel, aid the captain in guiding the ship. In marriage, what are these, all these things? What are all these tools? These are the words of Chazal. Our Chachamim that give us the advice and the Hayra of what to do in our life to put us in the right direction, away from stormy seas, away from hurricanes, away from major storms that come along the way. Every ship has its strengths and weaknesses. There are waves, and there are other things that could capsize a ship. It's impossible to avoid every storm. Sometimes in life we'll go through a storm, but a strong ship will be able to go through that storm. And sometimes, now they go into over here about sometimes difficulties is a way of Hashem to test individuals. Sometimes it's an atonement for previous things that someone did wrong that should be accepted with love. So of course, just to caution a person not to be judgmental, overly judgmental. You know, when you see tzaris in the world and makes that assumption that it's because of averis, it's a very tricky, slippy slope when one does that to others, and even to oneself, caution is needed. It is true that all pain, all suffering comes from Hashem, and Hashem is a rachamun, and very often we need to remember that when individuals or other people cause us pain, they're messages from Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim talks about it. It requires a certain anava. The whole concept of einish in general, the right Torah hashkafa of it, is to recognize that it's really out of love and self-correction. It's not punitive. Once it says that a Jew complained to the Chafetz Chaim that his home life was difficult, and the Chafetz Chaim answered that Hashem had compassion on you, that he gave you that discomfort in your own home instead of publicly. He's not shaming you publicly, so you're going through some things privately. But the idea being, though, is that you have to use this concept with sensitivity. This doesn't make, it's not productive whatsoever to use this in any negative way, but just to recognize one's, for one's own humility and humbleness, what they could learn from it and to become better from it without bitterness, but with love and acceptance. But of course, when there are problems, to work through those problems. It brings down from the Ramelech Luzhensky that he taught that a person should not cause emi yaseira b'sech beisei, not to impose excessive fear on his household or take out anger on his family. And he said that if that happens, he should remember his own things he did wrong and accept it as a kapara. And it says, kol amaver al midosim avirin le'al kol pshav, if someone overlooks an insult, Hashem will overlook his sins. Now, it's very true. Again, we're not talking about abusive situations. I believe that's a separate issue altogether. But in regular human life, when it's just human flaws where one hurts the other, usually it's very unintentional or because of lack of education. But there is a mahalach of recognizing that often you are silent, you let it pass over you, and it'll save you a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. You In order to do this, often you need to prepare in advance how you'll react in any specific scenario. Never predict that you'll lose your cool. Envision yourself remaining calm in situations and envision that and mentally plan for that. And when you do that, a lot of Agmas Nefesh could be avoided. When things are calmer, then there is a place sometimes. Sometimes it's a minor annoyance, a minor hurt, and you just let it go. Sometimes if it's a pattern and it needs to be corrected, then you wait for the right opportune time where you can work it through. But the bottom line is that this type of working on oneself is very, very beneficial. Then they go about talking about the Chazal, how our sages give us very wise comments and suggestions regarding the relationship between a husband and a wife. So when it comes to the husband, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Nun Tes Amud Aleph, says that a man should always be concerned with the honor of his wife because the blessings in the home are only because of her. You know, when a man, and we talk about it on the other side of Mechitza by the men, if they would recognize this, if they would internalize this, that their parnasa and the good things that happen in their life and the things that go well in their life, a lot of that bracha that they see, and even their own good health, if they're feeling well and things are going well for them, or they had a special bracha, you know, whatever it may be, a lot of what they are receiving, the husbands, is because of their wife. And without recognizing and having this Gemara in your brain and in your heart, then you'll have more annoyance with your wife when they do this, that, or the other thing of being just a normal, healthy human being that has some flaws and will sometimes, you know, behave like a human being does. But if a husband would have in their head all the time and believe this Chazal, internalize this Chazal, that all bracha from the home is only because of her, it'll be much easier to him for him to deal with situations when a wife is overtired or difficult in a particular situation. It goes the other way around too. There are Gemaras that talk about and Chazals about how a Jewish daughter, a woman, is to respect her husband in his eyes like a king. Again, you know, we need to understand what king means here. It doesn't mean dictator type of thing, but it means a certain healthy awe and respect. And that makes things very honorable and pleasant. Now, the Gemara also brings down, it's Rabbeinu Bechaya, very fascinating. He says that, it says, Al ken yazav ishes avavis imoy v'davach be'ishtai. A man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife. A man leaves the home of his parents to create a new home with his wife. And the same applies to a woman. Chazal refers to the Kala's parents' house as Bein Nasha. Rabbeinu Bechaya Miketz says this, Bein Nasha. Bein Nasha is literally translated a home that should be forgotten. Now, like everything in Chazal, you have to learn how to use it with a grain of salt. You have to understand what it means here. What is the Rabbeinu Bechaya teaching us? That when a woman, a Kala, leaves her house, Bein Nasha, she should forget that house. Does that mean that she forgets all the wonderful Messiah and good Midas that she received from her parents? Of course not. Does it mean that she doesn't take the beautiful gems of good practices and wonderful Messiah and good Midas that was seen growing up in their home, in a wife's home, and to forget about that? Of course not. See, that's why when you learn Chazal, you need a Rebbe and you need instruction. You need how to take this and understand what the Chazal is saying and what the Rabbeinu Bechaya is teaching here. What the Bein Nasha, when it says a home should be forgotten, what it means here is the mahalach of recognizing that you're entering a new home where it is you and your husband as one unit, and you both contribute to lend to that new bias Nema Bisrael that you're building. And there is aspects of where it's going to be completely different, but in a better way, a different way perhaps, but in a better way, or a different unique way to your own path in your Avodas Hashem when you're setting up your own home. And that is, in that context, it's to be forgotten. Where there's no machlekes, no shalom bias issues, because my parents used to do it this way and what you're doing is it makes no sense, or whatever it is. So one needs to understand this and really use this the right way. A lot of energy must be done, must be used to build a solid foundation of Shalom Bayis, of a home on firm ground, which requires the combined forces of both the husband and the wife to create that secure, protected structure, separate from the non-Jewish unhealthy population, and even, frankly, from any unhealthy of the Jewish population, and to remain strong and steadfast. Part of doing that and part of the relationship is often conceding to one another, being mevater to one another, having disagreements remain just simple disagreements and not let it blow up into full-scale wars. The famous story with the Chafetz Chaim, again, not everyone is on that madrega, but when it was Sukkot and the Chafetz Chaim was not that young anymore, and he put up his sukkah in his usual corner, and again, it was his wife from his second marriage, wasn't used to it, and the wife said, perhaps it's more convenient to be on the opposite side of the yard. Without a word, he dismantled the entire sukkah and dragged it to where his Rebbetzin suggested. After it was done, the wife realized she misjudged and told him so. And the Chafetz Chaim again dismantled the entire sukkah and re-erected it on the spot that he had originally built it. Again, may not be on that madrega, but the idea is the Chafetz Chaim, who every moment was precious, who wrote many svarim, who was a tzaddik like that, and to use that time to do something like that, to be mevater in such an extent, is a lesson to be learned. There's a great lessons to be learned from that. Another thing is smart investing. You know, when you're a salesman, you know, the idea is a successful salesman always knows that the customer is always right. He welcomes every customer, walks through the door, attends their needs politely, despite their idiosyncrasies and weird things that they do, because they want that customer. And even, you know, and it's a short-term investment that will assure a great profit afterwards. The same applies to marriage. Your purpose is to have tranquility, to have peace, to have shalom. Sometimes in order to do that, you have to swallow the idiosyncrasies. Some people call it mishigas, but simply quirks in people's personalities if you want to gain that profit. Look at the end result. These minor things that are annoying to you, to let it go. Now, it's not always easy to do that and say, oh, the customer's always right, or have to deal with sometimes a difficult customer, but you know that you're going to get a good profit afterwards. But one needs to work very hard in order to do that, in order to see the end result, and be willing to say, this is really, in the scheme of things, how important is this? This annoyance is something that I could get over easily. Maybe not so easily, but it's worthwhile. Creating a binyan bayis neman b'Yisrael, it's like building a Beis HaMikdash. It's like building a Beis HaMikdash. We have to always keep that in mind. Rabbi Isaac from Karmana said that the Shechina will not rest upon a person without his wife. Only through the wife's merit is the Shechina present in his company. And again, this is something that wives should be aware of their specialness. But it's something on the other side of the mechitza, of course, by the men to emphasize on their end. If they, in their mind, they are so connected with Hashem, and that's their desire, to be close to Hashem, and yes, their Torah will do it, their mitzvahs will do it, but nothing will really fully do it to bring the Shechina down into their home unless there is shalom with his wife and discusses his wife's. And by being aware of that, that creates a tremendous, tremendous respect and love and appreciation for one's wife. And this applies with a wife not being perfect, with being a human being, a flawed human being. Same applies with wives understanding their husbands, where the Shechina is there, even if they are flawed human beings that need to work on their character. But if they work hard, they try their best to love each other and respect each other, despite the bumps in the road, the Shechina is there. And the Shechina is there, there's peace, there's healing, there's tremendous bracha in their home, between each other and with their children, and in the home and overall, and in their marriage overall. Bracha v'atzlacha.